So my brothers and sisters in Christ, in these last days of the Easter season, we are reminded about what all of Lent and all of Easter are about. It is about the love of Christ. The greatest of all of the things that our Lord was doing was loving us. Do you love me? This is our Lord's question to St. Peter, who was the first one to confess him. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. Of course, Peter is the one who denied him and greatly wept over what he had done, how he had denied Christ. And Peter later, as we know, as Jesus predicts here, would go to Rome and be crucified for him. And so the all-important question that our Lord has to us as we look upon him, as we listen to his words and see all the things that he has done, as we look upon him having died for us on the cross and hearing that he has risen from the dead, his question for us is, do you love me? Do you love me more than all the others, than all the rest, than all the things that the world has to give, that the world has to offer? Do you realize now, Peter, that the world hates you because I have chosen you out of the world? Are you ready to give up everything in this life and come and follow me? That's his words to St. Peter, who will now be the leader of the entire world. He has to first follow, and that following will only happen if there is true love. The love of God is made up of following his commandments, following his example. My brothers and sisters, in these last days, as we especially pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, let's pray for that Holy Spirit's gift of love in our hearts, true love, which is far too seldomly seen and practiced. The love of Christ, which is shown to us again and again by our Lord's presence here in the Eucharist. St. Philip Neri knew it. When he celebrated Holy Mass, his heart expanded. It actually broke his chest because he was filled with the love of Christ so profoundly, so moved for love of those who are poor, especially in Rome. Let's pray for that our hearts too would be moved like St. Peter when our Lord would ask us, do you love me? Let's pray that we too could be distressed, that our Lord would press upon us so much. Let's ask for that grace, especially today as we receive him in the Holy Eucharist. Our Lord gives us his heart, which is expanded immensely for love of us. We prepare our hearts to receive his heart in this Holy Eucharist.